Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sanders.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live. And we're here with Valerie Hope Rich from Haida Gwaii. I almost
did it.
Queen Charlotte. Queen Charlotte. Haida Gwaii. Haida Gwaii Safaris in beautiful British Columbia, Canada, at the Haida Gwaii Islands, beautiful area there, and talking fishing in one of the most pristine and fishy places that you have ever been in your life, for sure. Oh, cool. And if you haven't been in your life, you better go.
It's time.
Yeah, it's time.
We've been having a lot of fun talking about this great spot. And if you want to join us on the show this morning, we would love to hear from you. We got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. If you want to join us, the only way to do it in the second hour is through the text. Been a very busy morning. Lots of great text coming through. And the way you do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Again, as we said at the beginning of the show, if you don't have it already, you really need to. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. And you can check it 24 hours. You can do all the archive shows. You can enjoy listening to Let's Talk Hookup on your drive home. It's just a lot of fun. And the only way to get in this second hour is through that Let's Talk Hookup app. Again, when you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need. We are giving away such a great prize. We mentioned it in the first hour. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a complete AFTCO foul weather suit. It's the Seafarer jacket and bib combo. It's courtesy of our friends at AFTCO. Plus, you're going to get two tickets to the PCS show, and you get to make your choice whether you go to PCS Costa Mesa, which is March 5th through the 8th, or if you're going to go to the Del Mar show, which is the 19th through the 22nd. Fun hour coming our way.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and boy, the second hour here, we've got a whole host of guests coming in here. And welcome to Corey Sandin.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, Corey. Good morning.
Good Corey.
And we have Captain Nathan is here. Great to have Captain Nathan. Good morning, Nathan.
Morning, Pete. How's it going?
Great. From Haida Gwaii Safaris, of course. And then to start it off, we've got our catch report from Captain Mark Wish.
It's time, man. We're going to find out what's biting. And today, that catch report is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. They're your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. A complete deli. They have beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. ECBT, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, they're on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for more info on all those great spots. We got them. Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky, Pete, Valerie. Great show, man.
Good morning.
It's so much fun listening to you guys.
Having fun today.
You know, many, many years ago, a friend of mine took me on a trip up to that area. We flew into Sandspit and then flew up to, I think it was Langara Island.
Langara,
caught a bunch of salmon and stuff. And, oh, man, that was fun. That was
beautiful
fun stuff.
Country.
Anyway, so
nice place.
Like I mentioned last week, guys, based on that ugly weather forecast we had, that I probably wouldn't have much in the way of fish reports this week. Well, that verified for sure. That was some crazy weather we had. We had 2.5 inches of rain here at my house this week. And, midweek offshore, that squall line that went through, I mean, it blew 50 knots for hours. At SBI, the biggest gust was 63 knots. That's
yikes.
Man, that's gnarly.
Crazy.
Yeah. But the big question is, what happened to the water, Mark?
You know, it's amazing that we lost a degree or two, here and there, especially the shallow areas right there along the beach. But the buoys offshore, for the most part, you know, Pedro buoy would usually drop to 53. It's still 60 from 62.
Wow.
Went down 60. And, the buoys, you know, more down your way, they're still all 62.
Wow.
The, weather buoy below Clemente, out in all that wind and big swell, still 62 this morning, 610 this morning. I looked at it, 62 degrees. So that's just crazy.
It is.
God,
it
really is. It's cold out there, though, here this morning, man. 39 well, yeah. out this morning.
Yeah.
Frost on the roof. But, you know, it's just we got a nice layer of warm water, apparently, and I think that bodes well. So yesterday, you know, in the store, you know, guys with this nice sunny weather, everybody's figuring on going fishing. That guys asked me, what should I do, what should I do? So kind of two recommendations here, you know, for the guys in our area. I'd say fish halibut. The area is just outside the Pedro Gap. It's on both sides of the dredged out ship channel. And before the weather, the best fish was, they got on one of the sport boats, Native Sun fishes that stuff all the time there, 41.86 pounds.
Wow.
Man,
whoa.
That is just a beauty. So, you know, like I tell you guys, fish heavy tackle, make sure all your knots are good. There are some nice ones around. And, of course, the other thought is Catalina. Can't look past Catalina here at this time of year. And there's no doubt that we are in recovery mode after that wind and swell. But with the wind and swell down, I mean, I was just looking at the weather. It's calm, relatively speaking. Still a little lumpy, but, you know, weighing down all the time. Water temps around the island are still 60-plus, which is crazy. And the last reports we had from Meaningful Fish, you know, again, before the weather, was backside east and backside west for both halibut and sea bass. And, you know, with the good weather here this weekend, I'm sure we're going to get plenty of good coverage, so we're going to get some reports. But I would think those two areas there, backside east, you know, around from Church Rock up to the V's like that, and up there, of course, West Cove, you know, that always is a top player here at this time of year. I would imagine we're going to see, you know, halibut, sea bass, maybe some of that small yellow that's been around. But, you know, again, we're going to have to find the squid. Haven't had anybody fishing for a while, so we're going to have to find that bait and go from there. But, man, we got awful nice weather now and a stretch of it here. Looks like the forecast all
week
long.
Beautiful now. Yeah,
very
for sure.
Little wind, very yeah. little swell. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And so, fishdope.com, of course. Danny will have all the information for you. Of course, $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by a big Chevron station. And phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And I think it's time to go fishing, guys.
Let's go. Hey, Mark, appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, we'll have some better reports for sure.
I'll guarantee
we'll
you
guys.
That. Yeah, thanks, man. Good news on the water conditions, though.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch report again, sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It is where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make your reservation today.
Yeah, Captain Nathan, so we've been talking about you here for an hour or so, but great to have you join us. And what's your thoughts? Are you up in Canada right now?
Yes, yeah, I'm in Sandspit now. I was busy all winter, and I got back home last week.
How was moose hunting?
I was going to say, I want the moose report.
Moose hunting was great. I got two moose in 10 days up there and for two different people, and it was really good. Lots of cool experiences and close encounters. Had moose come up to 30 yards from me and stare right at me. Yeah,
that's a lot of animal
beautiful.
Looking at you from 30 yards.
Yes, sir. And, yeah, so a lot of cool experiences, and it happened fast, and it always goes by super fast, but it was fun. And then I ended up getting my own personal elk up in northern BC this fall as well, which was a cool experience.
Right.
Took me two days to pack the whole thing back to camp, so it was an accomplishment.
Big one, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm just by myself in a very tough location, but it made it happen, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Wow, that's cool. What an off season.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, it's been great, but it's it's really nice to be back home and kind of get back to the island life and get fishing in front of Sandspit and just enjoying the winter out here.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Captain Nathan, is we've talked about the boat feed and the fishing. What's your favorite part of the summer and the fishing up in Haida Gwaii?
Oh, man, it's every day, man. Every day is different, and every day brings you new opportunities. So it's kind of, I just take it day by day and enjoy all the gifts that come my way. So
yeah,
it's the favorite. It's right, I would say the start would be my favorite. Because that's when everything's kind of, like, I'm getting the itch to go fishing already and looking at tackle and going through all our gear to see what we need to re-up on and get new stuff. And so it's already getting exciting for me.
Yeah.
It's just around the corner, we feel.
And June is when you start, and actually Corey's group, Valerie, is one of the first groups to coming in?
No, he's at the end of June.
End of June, okay. So
yes.
You start at the beginning of June?
Yes.
Yeah. But that June time period is basically stuff hasn't been touched for a long time. And I know, Corey, you're a little excited about the possibilities of big cod, right?
I mean, mildly. You know.
Right? Yeah. Like, could it be any better? Yeah. I want to see. I don't know. I mean, having the whole it's amazing, the lean cod fishing. And to have it somewhat untouched, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of area that just hasn't, of course, they don't see a lot of anglers anyway, Nathan, but there's a lot of areas that just basically go untouched for a long time. Does that make a difference?
Yeah, so like basically all of our fishing grounds out there, all winter long, we get pretty big storms coming out on the west side in the wintertime, so nobody goes out to the west coast and goes fishing. And so all winter long, the bottom fish are still there, and they just get to replenish, and they don't get any pressure all winter long until the start of June when all the fishermen and the outfitters come out, and then we get to go basically get our first, our hand, the first hand in the cookie jar is how I describe it.
There we go.
Yeah. I'm sure they're hungry, too.
And I think the front of the season, I don't know, it's just the air, the mornings. I love it. It's kind of a little bit crisp, but it's like this morning, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
What about salmon fishing, Nathan, that early part of the year there?
There's still lots of salmon swimming around. Like the fishing, the June, July, and August are the three best months to come fishing because we have fish coming in May. And then even later on in September, but just from June 1st is kind of like, it's the best opportunity and best weather-wise to start fishing out here. Like we could start in May, but it's kind of really spotty, hit and miss. So that's why we wait till June 1st and everything's kind of already coming half swing there and we get to go out and catch all the bottom fish and salmon and then it just gets better and better as the season goes on.
Yeah. That's cool. Is there any particular time of the year, Nathan, that the weather is the weather better in June or better in July, better in August?
No, I'd say all 3 months are pretty good. You're still dealing with Mother Nature as weather comes and goes, so you're kind of at her mercy all the time. So
sure.
The weather, you can have great weather right off the bat all through the whole summer, and then sometimes weather can come up. It's kind of random at that point. It hasn't really been a consistent wave of like beautiful weather this week and then crappy weather on this week. It's just different all the time.
Right. But I found that even when we had a crappy day of weather, we ran a mile and a half like up or down the coast and you enter this entire inlet that has down to 500 feet of water. Like you're still fishing legit. I mean, we had
great structure.
Oh, 25, 35 pound lean cod.
Jeez.
In a protected, you're in a bay, a flat bay where you wouldn't think there would be good bottom fishing.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, so even when that weather does pick up a little bit, like you're still going to go out there and find your calm bays and you can find some islands that you can hide behind and get into some calm fishing and then have a little bit of a travel coming home or going out there. But overall, we still get the job done and have a great time no matter what the weather is.
And I think what's incredible in talking about that is the amount of herring. Like,
the bait.
And it's not like Southern California coast where, you know, you have 200 to 300 feet of water for 10 miles offshore.
Right.
This is, that 200 to 300 foot range is only a half mile offshore. Yeah. So that herring is all compacted into right. that inner zone where the salmon and the lingcod and the bottom fish,
they can all get at it.
It's yes. like uptight. Yes.
Yeah. 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 No, that's one thing we're very fortunate here is to have the mass amount of bait that can feed our whole fishery. That's what kind of brings all the fish and keeps them nice and full and healthy. But they can just have free pickings of all the mass amount of bait that's out there.
And I think that's why the lingcod is so fatty and so delicious. And I've talked about it before, but the lingcod is probably, from up there, is probably the closest to grouper that I've yes. ever eaten in my life.
Yeah, it's way better than grouper.
It is, but yeah. it's like grouper, everybody desires grouper, yeah. right? Like, yeah. and that's... It's like right in line.
We talked about that earlier in the show. Yeah. That the flavor of that lingcod up there is totally amazing. Different than anywhere else.
Amazing.
Yeah, for sure. Nathan, speaking of bottom fish, one thing that we don't talk a lot about is halibut. And I remember fishing with you last year, and we were fishing lingcod, and you go, oh, well, there's a good halibut spot right here. Let's go in and catch some halibut. I think it took us, and this was all on plastics, right? We were fishing maybe, what, was that spot maybe 110, 115 feet of water, right, Nathan? Something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think it's between 100 foot and like 170 foot in that range.
And we had, you know, like in 15 minutes we had our limit. We were done. And it was like, no, wait, we want to catch some more halibut here. I want to fish some more. And it was just like you have this secret little spot that just went in there and just got them, right?
Knock these off the list.
Yeah. Right? And we had our secret little spot, Pete, that was in 60 to 90 feet. We were in shallower.
Shallower.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like you're drifting Southern California style.
Yeah.
And we were fishing the slugs and the big curl tails.
Right.
And
no need to even put a bait up.
No. And just a slow meandering drift.
And
know?
Some nice grade,
quality.
Too. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Really good fishing.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely super fun, and when you can get that figured out, like you got to line the tide up, and so whichever way the tide's coming in or going out, then you can plan that with certain areas, because in certain areas, it'll be better when the tide is going out versus coming in, just depending on what the structures on the ocean floor.
Gotcha.
So when the tide's going out, sometimes it'll drop the bait up, and the halibut will come up from the deep. And then they'll locate in that one spot while the tide is going out. But as soon as the tide switches and it moves the bait around, then the fish go away. And so you gotta kind of like a time on certain map areas, and each area is different. So once after a while, years and years of doing it, then I've kind of figured out like, okay, tide's going out. Let's go to this spot. And then as you guys figured out that they're right there at that time, and
there they
are. Go to the network. If that day the tide's going up, then you have to go to a different spot where it's better when the tide's coming up on it.
Yeah. So halibut are very mobile. They move around a lot, right?
Yeah, they do. But they also, like, those spots will stay consistent as well throughout the summer as long as you're going there at the right time. Sometimes Mother Nature doesn't allow that with the, because we have a, like, we're on a specific time clock. Where if the tide's different that day, then you kind of have to make it work, or you can try that spot, and you might get lucky and get a few of them, but it's not good. Like, if you're looking for it to where you drop down and, like, you're instantly on them, you just have to have all the stars lined up perfectly for that.
Gotcha. Cool. Yeah. So fun. Well, we have some great texts coming through, right?
Yeah, definitely. This one I thought was really fun. said, I really enjoyed the beginning of the show and hearing that Valerie has 25 years of experience. My question is, two questions. What skills did you develop running a fishing lodge that you never expected you would need? And also, when one of your guests leaves Haida Gwaii Safaris, what do you hope stays with them after their fishing stories fade?
Okay, to answer the first question, I learned a lot about what you just talked about, fishing. I had never fished in my life. believe it or not. And I know more about boats, boat parts, and how boat run than I ever thought I'd learn in my life. So those two things. And just being on an island and logistics. I mean, my list goes on and on. I've learned and grown so much. But island life, you have to plan. And because you can't just go down to Costco and grab something. So I would say logistics. I learned a lot about First Nations. Didn't know.
Which are the indigenous
Haida people. Yeah. I learned so much about their culture. I love their culture. It's just, yes. And, oh gosh, I learned a lot. And just learning how to take it one day at a time. Like, that's really important because it's overwhelming because you're dealing with airfare. You're dealing with, because we're a full stop everything. We do the airfare. We do all your meals and your accommodations, and we do all the travel. I do travel insurance, and then we do the whole fishing side. So I learned a lot about a lot of things.
Imagine.
Yes, so I'm very grateful. If someone would have told me 25 years ago, I was in insurance for 14 years, selling insurance. That's what I did. That was my previous life, that I would be in British Columbia, an owner of a fishing lodge, and sitting here at Let's Talk Hook Up in Point Loma, I'd be like, what movie are you?
What? Yeah, horrible.
For real.
Movie, right?
No. I love, you know what really keeps me going? So the answer to the second is I love people. Like that's my thing.
You're a people person.
I am a people person. My heart just, that's what I was meant to be and why I'm here. And I love nature and I love the ocean. Like I would have a hard time if I wasn't by water. Yeah. So I think I was meant to be. Like, God didn't think I needed to be in a cubicle. He thought I should be in Sanspit. So I'll leave it at that. So
pretty
I'm very,
nice spot.
That's awesome.
Very grateful. Yeah. Very grateful.
And it's a very special spot too. I mean, I don't think
beautiful.
People realize, like, you get off the plane and you're
it's paradise.
And you're, I don't know, 5 minutes from.
We'll say 10.
Okay, well, I'd say five.
Nathan, you get to live there, right?
Yes.
And what's it like living year-round in Haida Gwaii? It's got to be something special.
It's magical, man. That's the reason I moved out here is when the first time my boot set ground out here, it's just, I felt something, and the island kind of spoke to me. It was like, yeah, this is going to be your home. Mm-hmm. And took me a few years, I finally just bit the bullet and moved out here, but it's been great. Like, I get to live my dream life out here and do everything I want to do, and it's amazing at the end of the day.
What do you do in the winter?
Well, I bounce around. I go out moose hunting for a month, and then I got hunting dogs that I use in the wintertime and guide lynx and mountain lion with, and then I come back out here and relax in the winter and do a little bit of winter spring fishing in front of Sandspit, and can do spring black bear hunts this year just before the season starts, and then I'll be back out fishing all summer long and then hit the repeat button after that.
And there's some pretty cool, we've talked about this, there's some pretty cool rivers on Haida Gwaii too, right?
Oh, there's amazing river fishing out here for trout, steelhead, and lots of times to just go out and do that and keep you busy.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad.
Yeah. I step back just real quick. Speaking of Nathan and boots on ground, this is Nathan's 9th year with me.
Wow.
Yay, Nathan, yes.
Yeah.
Now,
okay,
2020, we weren't open, but it still counts because he was there and took care of everything.
Okay, so now we're going to put Nathan as, what kind of boss is it?
No, it's been an amazing 9 years, though.
Yeah. That's cool. Pretty special.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And Nathan's your head guide, kind of oversees the boat.
He lives there. Yeah. He is. Yeah. He's my right arm, and Don Ann, who lives there, who takes care of the lodge. I mean, together the two of them couldn't get it going without him.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yes.
Hey, Rich and Bradley has a question about the accommodations. We haven't talked about the accommodations and also fishing license. Do you need a fishing license?
Well, you do, but guess what? That's part of your package.
Part of the
it's
package.
All printed off, all beautiful, ready to go.
You don't have to worry about
it's
it.
It's all ready to go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And what about the accommodations? Talk about the accommodations.
So we're, it's basically, it's one big lodge, and I would say like hotel style, right? Your rooms, you get to your rooms with inside the lodge, not outside the lodge. And we have rooms for couples, and we have rooms for gentlemen. The gentlemen rooms all have two beds, and they're extra long. They were, we use a mattress company, or purchased from a mattress company in Vancouver, a small company, and well, you've all slept on them. Very nice.
Very comfortable.
A pillow top, nice, comfortable. Every room has a private shower, private washroom, wonderful linens. The ladies take very good care of your rooms. And we do sit-down dinner. Like, it's just, it's all in taken care of.
The common lodge is, and Corey can speak to this,
yes,
too, the common lodge is so comfortable and friendly.
Yes. Yep.
And it's only 24 people.
24 people.
Yeah,
you're hanging out with the family and
yeah,
your buddies.
Yeah, dinner time is wonderful.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You come dinner in from fishing and you're enjoying an adult beverage, hanging out outside and just talking to good times. And the ocean's right there. Like, you're literally,
like,
when I say across the street,
across the street.
Almost throw a rock.
We have some that do the, they get into the water.
Yeah. Oh, Bucky.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually did that this year. Bucky.
Did you jump in the water?
I did. Yeah.
Because it's like 50 something, right?
I think it was 55.
Yeah.
I think.
55.
Yeah.
It was, and then the eagles are flying all around.
I had to tell Bucky that I could stay in here and you wouldn't get me out if we were snorkeling for crabs or I was grabbing lobster or something.
I'll bet there's something in there. I bet you could find a crab or two if you
maybe.
I might have to bring my snorkel gear.
Pop some scallops off the bottom.
So to get back to your question, you have the rooms are just very clean, very nice, very comfortable bedding. We take our pride in the linens and the gals do your room every day. It's all nice. So when you come back, you have fresh. It's all fresh and done.
Yeah.
Love
cool.
It.
Yeah.
Hey, I had another fun text come through. Fire the phone back up. It says, Valerie, I'm a total salmon person. Of the salmon species you guys have access to at Haida Gwaii, what are your favorite? What are the best eating? And how does a fresh piece of salmon from BC compare to a piece of fish from Costco?
All right. Everybody has their preference. For me, I love the Chinook and I love the Coho, but I also like sockeye. I like it all, really, except for pinks, right, Nathan? No.
They all have their purpose.
They all have their purpose, and I think.
What about a chum?
Chums are good smokes.
They're not bad.
You can smoke them.
Yeah.
My dogs never complain when I feed them those things.
Yeah, they got beautiful shiny coats on them. Yeah. They got a little salmon skin and all that. So to answer that, I think it's a personal preference. But my preference is, you know, sometimes I'm in the mood for Chinook. It's kind of like if you're in the mood for a ribeye steak because the ribeye has that marbling just like a Chinook. It has a little more fat. And then the Coho is leaner. I like Coho sashimi.
Ooh.
So it's wonderful. Yeah.
But I think that to answer the question,
There's no comparison between
a piece of fish, the piece of fish that you get at Costco versus the piece of fish that you're going to bring back from Haida Gwaii, it's not comparable. It's not comparable.
Yeah.
I mean, the fat content, the freshness, the way
what
that
they eat, what they eat,
because
you know, of our herring,
the packaging that your processor does,
amazing,
all
yes.
of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. The two that we really target are Chinook and Coho. Is the ones that we're really going after when we're out with clients. But if we get a pink or we get a chum, and depending how the day is, I always recommend if people try to take them home and just try it out. Like it's all about how you prepare it and how you cook it.
Yes.
So if you love smoking fish, like bring a pink home with you, bring a chum home with you, throw it on the smoker and put it in a nice brine and try it out. Like you might get super surprised because it's coming out of the ocean, it's the fresh salmon at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So
I don't think there's any lines of comparing it from the store-bought fish you get from Costco.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
It's night and day completely.
But
at the end of the day.
Here's the thing, though, Nathan. I'm not going to take up any room in my box
with a chum or a pink, because
when there's fatty 30-pound
Chinook and you have a big lingcod and big halibut and some rockfish and stuff like that,
the chum's gonna get chummed.
Yeah, chum's gonna be halibut bait.
I gotta say though,
where that falls down on personal choice there, Pete.
Oh, I know.
First, let me say, completely agree with you. Done. That said, I had a piece of chum as a shore lunch one time.
Something about
atmosphere and a chrome fish out of the water. It, you know, and again, it's atmosphere, it's people, it's time. Yeah. One of the best pieces of salmon I've had in my whole life. I'd rank it up there with the top I've ever had. But, you know, it's all the things. So not only was it edible, it was tremendous.
Delicious, yeah.
Still, though, I'm not putting one in my box with all the other great stuff coming. Yeah. So not to dog on it. Fresh out of the water, on a barbecue, blackened chum. It was one of the best meals of salmon I'd ever had. But I'm still keeping my box full of kings and co-hosts. Right.
I actually have a cool story from this past year there. And the salmon fishing, you know, you become part of the crew, right? Mm-hmm. Like as Nathan knows, I mean, just everybody on the boat. The less you want to be involved, the less you're involved, the more you want to be involved. So I jump in and I want to be a part of it. And Rob's letting me set up the gear and we're trolling and moving a mile, knot and a half or whatever. And we're putting out the gear, putting up the rods, and I'm holding the line, trying to attach it to the downrigger, and we're getting bit, literally.
It's like you've got the line in your hand.
I have the line in my hand ready to attach it to the downrigger, and we're getting bit on the spoon right there. Like, literally, that happened three times.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah,
and that's what's kind of fun, too, is that you're not just sitting back. If you want to sit back and just watch Nathan do all the work or Rob or whatever, that's fine. But if you want to participate, Nathan, you guys are more than willing to get the help from the passengers, right?
Oh, of course, yeah. I'll show you exactly what needs to be done and show you once or twice if you need that. And then you're on your own after that. And I always keep an eye out of the corner of my eye just to make sure nothing's getting broken or everything's getting done properly.
Sure.
But no, I'm more than open on sharing on how to do things and teach people how to set up the gear and watch them do it and then watch them hook up to the fish that they set everything up and pick their own number and everything. And
if you want to do work,
then I'll teach you and show you. And at the end of the day, we're on the boat together. So if you want to be part of it and you want to do your work, then there's no issue on my part on that.
And I don't know if you guys have mentioned it, but you, as a team, and the four of you on the boat and the captain being five, everything's shared. Like, it's there's no competition of,
it's
a team. Maybe it's Valerie team. Got the largest one, right? But at the end of the trip, you share everything. Yeah, everybody shares everything equally.
Yeah, we split it out even.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it takes team.
Yep,
that's great. Hey, as we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A pile of great text messages, all kinds of questions for Nathan and Valerie. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader yet, and is your best choice on leader-shy fish. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. Pink Label is the choice for tough, light conditions from 2 pound to 400 pound. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I got to tell you, when I go up to Haida Gwaii, and Nathan knows, I bring my favorite reel to fish up there is that Tranks, the Tranks
300 with the single handle.
Yeah, the Tranks 300, 400, either one, fishing lingcod and stuff like that. And I know you do too, Corey, right?
Oh, absolutely, 400, and I.
like, you know, I put on my big boy pants and used the Trunks 500, man.
Yeah. And fishing link cod and stuff like that with that.
It's just the power, the cranking power, the gearing.
Yeah, and then you don't have to worry about, because it's got the level wine, too. It's
tons
a great
of power.
Deal. But now they have the new Trunks 400.
Yeah.
Just came out. We'll be talking a lot about it tomorrow on the show.
Am I missing out?
Yeah, brand new Trunks 400. More power. Yeah. Believe that. And better handles.
More rigid frames.
Rigid frames.
So sweet.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking Haida Gwaii safaris. Lots of fun. Yeah. Nathan on the line. Corey joined us. Yeah. It's a good time today, buddy.
Corey was just showing us pictures of the baits he's pouring up for the PCS show. Corey's going to have his own booth there right next to Haida Gwaii safaris and Let's Talk Hookup there.
And the fish painter, too, Matt Cott.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
We're all together.
You're going to have some of those Haida Gwaii link cod tails up there for sale?
So there's a couple layers to it. Number one, when I love doing something in the fishing world, I love creating things. I mean, it could be crappie. I love making things for crappie, right? But enter Valerie and Haida Gwaii and Nathan and Rob and... I never thought I'd be making ling cod stuff for kind of.
And you are.
I am. Here we go.
Some of those are big.
But I literally finished this curl tail last year, 3 days before the trip.
Yeah.
And I was able to make some and bring some. And I actually left Pete, I think, five or six of them. Yeah, I don't know how many Nathan gave you.
Yeah. Remember those, Nathan, those big curly tails?
I don't know what you gave me at all. You didn't give me nothing, Corey.
Oh, my gosh. But they got bit really well.
Oh, yeah.
They're huge. They're jumbo.
Yeah.
I mean, just in reference, like the 5-inch Viejos, you could probably fit 20 of them or more.
Yeah.
Like maybe 25.
Yeah. You probably have to buy extra 55-gallon drums of resins and stuff to pour those.
I'm gonna have to hire a forklift to bring the stuff in.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah, for sure.
Oh.
Yeah. But the plastics up there work really well, right?
Yeah, they worked extremely well. I was really surprised. You handed me the big bag of them, and they were just humongous with a big tail on them. And I looked at them, I was like, yeah, those will definitely catch something. And whatever they do catch, it's going to be big. So.
Yeah. Hey, John in Huntington Beach says, good morning, Valerie. Awesome show as always. I've heard you talk about you can stay for more than one trip of 4 days. Can you overlap and stay 6 days or maybe some hiking around the beaches, other stuff, other activities?
Yes, we do have guests. During the charter part, that's a little difficult. You would have to stay for an extra 4 days so you can catch the charter. But before the charter, during Air Canada, or you could fly out Air Canada, but I'm going to say the first half of our season, absolutely. So... you just need to reach out to me, and I can give you dates where it's possible.
Let me throw a text on top of that, because it's a similar question. Uh-huh. It was from John And then Steve just said, one, he wanted to know what the odds are of seeing a black bear into photography, but also wondering what other type of excursions might exist. Is there any sightseeing opportunities or non-fishing opportunities for his gal?
Yes, there are. I mean, it depends if you want. There's a land tour, and you go over to the Heritage Center, you go to Crystal Cabin. Like, there's just, it's a land tour. It's, you know, taking the van and going. But you get a little ferry ride over from island to island.
Super
and
cool.
Yes, it is very
and
super
And the Heritage
cool.
Center is amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
Super Everyone
amazing.
Should see. Yeah. You know, that just brings in and ties in what Haida Gwaii and Islands of the People are all about. So, it's beautiful. It's amazing.
Nathan and I have talked about this. So one of these years, I'm going to stay a double trip and
you
not fish the
like
second
Evan.
Time. Because I want to go explore the backcountry there. Everybody knows I love to fly fish. And Nathan was telling me there's some phenomenal rivers and streams there, right?
We just haven't been able to finesse that.
Well, part of the problem, I'm going to guess, Nathan, is trying to find a guide there. There's probably not a lot of guides that do that there, right?
Yeah, it's tough. Like, you can find more river fishing guides in the winter time out here for steelhead, but when the summer comes, usually all the fishing guides are all on the west coast going after salmon and god halibut and river fish.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but there are some exploratory excursions you
can do. Absolutely. We just have to set it up. Like, it's something you have to set up
in advance.
But yes, of course.
Yeah, okay.
You need to do that, dude.
I know.
Think
that'd
about
be fun, huh? You go all the way up there. Why not?
Well, in a darn near untouched time of year, because like Nathan said, everybody's offshore fishing salmon to get in and get in some of that trout fishing that's hardly getting touched at all.
I know.
You need to do that.
Here's a fun text from our good buddy Captain Dan, the pizza man.
All right,
Nathan. He wants to know if spear fishing is allowed in the resort. He can bring in the water temperatures and visibility would allow for spear fishing.
People do spearfish out here.
Do they?
I don't know what the rules would be of as like a charter boat doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that would be something Val would have to look into on her insurance side of having guests go in the water and spearfish. But it is doable up here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it's awesome.
Yeah.
Swimming with the orcas puts me out of that realm.
Don't want to jump in with the orcas. So it's a possibility.
I had a text from Nicole at Oceanside. Says, I have a 7-year-old son. Is there an age limit or a preferred age that you've seen at the lodge? Sounds fantastic.
So there is and there isn't. And let me explain. We had a gentleman that brought his son, three sons. And his grandson, who was like 6, he has been fishing forever, and he did amazing. Like, I have a picture of Tate with a halibut that was as tall as he is.
Right.
He did great on the boat, and you can have someone that's 10 or 14 that did not
like
so great on the boat.
That 6-year-old did better than a teenager.
Yeah, so it's not so much age. 7's fine as long as they've been on a boat and have a little bit of experience there. Just Bill DePriest, when he brought his boys up the first time, I think they were like 6 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
And they did great because they'd grown up with dad on a boat.
Sure.
So it just all depends on the child. So.
But it's very user friendly.
Oh, it's so.
Yeah.
7 is fine.
Oh, yeah.
Totally fine.
The description you guys both gave about fish in protected waters and all that stuff sure lends to, the go-for-it side than the opposite.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And I do try to put families with families. That's the other thing. Very mindful when we book everybody, if it's a gentleman's group or a couple's group or a family group, we really try to be really, really mindful about that.
That's a lot of fun. And, I invite you, too, at the PCS show, if you've got any questions or want to talk about it, and maybe, you've heard it from Valerie, but come talk to me, come talk to Pete at the booth.
We're all together.
Yeah. And if you've got questions or, not everybody has experienced this. And prior to Haida Gwaii, I had no interest, honestly, in the Northwest.
I know. You know? Like,
wow. And then he went to Haida Gwaii.
Are you kidding me? Right? You're not going to...
You host your own trip.
Dude. Like trying to pry an abalone.
Speaking of which, we mentioned it again. There are four spots available. Because we added another trip because of the popularity of Valerie and stuff. We added another trip. And then we added another trip. And so now we have three trips going up there. But we added a trip with Corey, especially considering... the prime time for the early season lingcod, halibut, rockfish.
Where the salmon is still phenomenal.
Right, right. Yes.
But you're getting the first touches of that bottom fish. And, man, count me in. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
For sure.
And I asked him, he's like, in.
Yeah. And I'm going to bring everybody some slugs and some curl
tails.
And make sure everyone's taken care of the hour.
Oh, cool. Okay. That'd be cool. So the dates of that trip are?
June 24 to 28th.
28th. And come up and just have an incredible time of the year. Yeah,
yes.
So
yes.
That'd be good.
And crabbing, too. Don't forget
that. Oh, the crab. We haven't talked about the crabbing.
I know.
Right? I know.
The best,
nobody eats more crab than Corey. I refuse to believe it.
Champ,
but I'm telling you, Corey is the champ. I mean, for sure.
And
we catch a lot.
2 hours, I think.
Yeah.
I love it.
There's nothing better than fresh Dungeness crab.
Just give me a bib and I'm on my way.
Yeah. There's another champion crab eater. We have special guy on the line, Gus from Burbank. What's up, Gus?
Hey, Gus.
Good morning, Gus.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, I do. I do eat crabs.
Yes, and like them. So, Gus, I know we're trying to get in this morning, trying to get through, and I said, Gus has got to call in. So I gave him the special line to call in. And so, Gus, your take on Haida Gwaii?
There is no place I'd rather be.
Okay. Love that, Gus.
It's absolutely heaven on earth. My first trip there, I took my daughter with me, and
we fished with Nathan, right?
No, Ed. Captain
Ed.
Oh,
we fished Captain Ed. That's right.
Captain Ed.
Then, yeah.
That first year.
Yeah, we fished with Ed our first year, and she caught her first king salmon, and it was just, you know. It couldn't get any better. And anyone who's thinking about going, stop thinking about it. Just go.
Life is short.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Because you'll want to go back, right?
And we're so happy you're joining us.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome.
You get to fish with me and Evan this year, Gus.
Well, that'll be great. That'll be great. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Really, I can't.
And now the big question is, are you bringing smoked salmon? Nathan wants to know, right?
Yeah.
You know, I did that the first time I came there, and I found out that, you know, it's kind of risky business smuggling in.
I'll help you. Not a problem. Hey, so Gus,
you'll visit me in jail.
Yeah. Gus, I remember catching with Nathan. We caught a chum, and you smoked up that chum and took it out. It was pretty good, right?
Oh, chum, yeah, chum salmon is great, especially smoked.
Yeah,
a lot of fat content, and it's yum yum.
All right. Well, Gus, it's nice to hear from you.
Yep.
We're looking forward to having you up there for sure in August.
Well, I will be counting down the minutes, okay? And I can't wait to see Valerie. You know, she's just the perfect person for the job, and she's always up to the task. And I could go on and on and on, but I won't.
Thanks for the call, Gus.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Gus.
It. Very much. Always nice to hear from us.
Yeah. Had a fun text come through. Hi, Valerie, guys. Pete, I've got a question for you. Sounds like with all of the fish available, what's the smartest way to pack your box with fillets when you're coming home? That's from Brian and Wildemar. I think he wants to know what the ratio that you guys like to bring home between your lingcod and your salmon and your halibut and all that.
Well, it gets divided like what Corey was just talking about.
So you just, whatever you've caught through the trip, it could be red rockfish and the rockfish, the halibut, the ling cod, the salmon, it all gets divided up, and you get home and
you have a mixture of everything.
That's awesome.
And it's just like Fishman's Processing. It's 5 mil bags. Everything's vacuum sealed and flash frozen.
Species identified.
Exactly. And you enjoy it through the year.
You're not necessarily limited to one box of fish that you're bringing home. I think that might have been what his impression might have been was like, hey, if I only have room for one box, what should I take and what should I leave?
No.
You take it all. Yeah.
And the limits in Canada are so generous. It's like not even funny.
I think last year I brought back two boxes. You brought back two boxes. Yeah. It was.
Can't guarantee that. No pressure on the guides.
No.
If you get to bring home.
It's fishing, right?
It's fishing. But if you bring home
a 50-pound box, that's a lot
of fillet. It's a lot of fillet.
It's true fillet. Like the bone is out. Yeah. It's all vacuum packed, flash frozen, and it is an amazing product.
Yeah.
Speaking of eating, Dan wants to know about eating at Haida Gwaii Safaris. And he says he doesn't like to eat fish, so he's not going to eat the salmon night.
Nor halibut.
Are there other options?
We have Chef John returning. Yay!
You didn't tell me. Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
He decided not to go to France. He bought a home in Hope, B.C., it's 2 hours. It's towards Chilliwack that way, the Fraser River, and he is happy as a clam. So this will be year 5 for him. And
He missed last year.
Yeah, Nathan, we're happy about that, right?
I'm looking forward to see Mr. John there.
Yeah, he's a good man.
He's an amazing chef.
He's an amazing chef.
So, silent but deadly back there.
So humble.
So humble. Very quiet. Very he's humble. Not the boisterous chef, but boy, oh boy, can that guy cook. So, yeah, John will cook. So if you don't like fish,
dietary
you don't like what's on there,
needs are no problem. You just put it on your pre-trip that no fish, no shellfish, because we can accommodate any dietary need. Okay. And he has a whole array of other lovely food for you to eat.
Yeah.
Got it.
Cool.
I had a text from Kirk. It says, hey, I've got a couple of questions regarding bringing the fish home. Do we bring soft side coolers with us? You guys have mentioned boxes. Is that something we provide or you provide? How much freezer space, et cetera? Can't wait. This sounds amazing.
So the fish boxes are airline certified. So the dimensions, the width and the length, you can put on any aircraft. But they're insulated, and the fish is flash frozen before it gets packed. So on turnover day, I get a nice call from the fish processor. We go through each boat, make sure we have it all put together, who is where and going what, and it's all divided evenly, and then it's packed, and it's good for 36 to 48 hours. So they're insulated fish boxes. Keep your fish boxes home. You don't need to bring them. It's all included.
Wow.
And it's such a neat experience unloading the fish at the fish processor. I mean, you're pulling up to like a commercial dock.
Yeah.
You're unloading, and there's a crew there
lots
to help.
Of ice. And,
there is. There's a lot going on, and they process it all right there. And when you're leaving in the morning, like Valerie said, they go over on the van and load up with the ferry and
get your fish,
bring it back to Sandspit, and
you're, to the airport.
Exactly. It's so well orchestrated.
Awesome. All right, JJ in Point Loma wants to know, he says, well, great show, talk about Val, sounds like the nicest person she is.
Aw, thank 100%. You.
Definitely. He wants to talk a little bit more about the Dungeness crab.
Fishing
for the Dungeness and then eating the Dungeness there.
Well, Nathan can talk about it.
Nathan, tell us.
Yeah, so for the Dungeness crab, how I do it is on your first day of fishing, we head out. I'll have my trap baited and ready to go, and we'll head out and we'll go to the crab grounds and do a quick drop on it and then let that sit for the day, and we'll go fishing. We'll head back to the lodge, have dinner, and then go back out the second day. And then after the second day of fishing, we'll, on our way home, we'll stop off at the crab trap again and pick that up and usually pick up 10 to 15 crab and trap on a good day. I think my best day I had was like 22 or 24 crab and one trap.
And one trap.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah. Wow. That was my best day of last summer, I think, was 24 was the number.
That's a nice
thing. I think we had to throw two of them away because they were females.
Wow.
But it was just, you pull it up and just orange trap. It was pretty cool.
So delicious.
They're super good. So delicious. Yeah.
And it goes see the table for real.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, you don't really take it home. You know, it's,
no.
Yeah.
You have to leave it whole. Eat it there.
On that second day of fishing, after we pick it up, then when we head back to the dock, we have them all cleaned up, ready to go, and then as you guys are going up and getting cleaned up and showered and everything before dinner, then that's when Chef John will be prepping all the crab and getting it ready to boil up so you guys can have it for dinner that night.
Amazing. Yeah. That's so cool.
It's a feast, right, Corey?
Oh, you're kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Bring it on.
It's like, you want more crab?
Yeah, right.
I don't think I've ever said no, but I said no up at Haida Gwaii because the abundance is just unbelievable.
I'm typically cleaning up the other tables.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they put this giant thing of Dungeness crab and you just have a feast. And then serves just ling cod chips.
Fish and chips.
Yeah. If you have any room left, right? Did you eat the ling cod fish and chips or just stick with the crab?
I love it. I mean, the ling cod done up, like, my God. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That's so cool. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including talk about this great place and finding out who's winning that killer AFCO Seafarer jacket and big combo and tickets to the PCS show. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way at the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
It's truck month at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year on Ford trucks are happening now. From Pro Power Onboard to Blue Cruise Tech and the Ford Security Package, Ford's award-winning truck lineup is built with the power and utility to help you take on whatever life throws your way. From F-Series, America's best-selling truck, to the Ford Maverick and the Ford Ranger, built to take you everywhere from work to play. Check out the entire lineup of Ford trucks and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealers today. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who's winning that complete APCO foul weather suit and your choice of tickets to PCS, whether you're going to Del Mar or OC. Valerie, do us the honors. Flip that prize coin. We'll see who we got. Nice flip. We have a texter today. Congratulations, Rory in Lakeside. You are getting hooked up. Congrats.
Yes, indeed. Congratulations, Rory. And Nathan, thank you for joining us. Appreciate you joining us this last hour.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you guys for having me again. I always enjoy being on your show.
Yeah, well, we'll look forward to seeing you. You're not going to come down for any of the shows. I wouldn't if I were you. Just stay in Hideaway.
I come up to Hideaway.
Yeah, come up back. But we'll see you in August, and Corey will see you in June, and I know the rest of our listeners will see you throughout the whole season. So thanks a lot for doing such a great job, Joe.
Thank you, Nathan.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much, and can't wait to see you this summer again.
All right, for sure. Thanks, Nathan. Appreciate that. And Valerie, if somebody wants to book a trip, how do we find you?
A couple ways. 1-877-815-2892. My cell phone, 805-698-9590. Or you can go to qcsafaris.com.
Yeah, and you can find out all the information there at QC Safaris, and then call Valerie if you have any questions.
I'm
going
to go back
Valerie's
to my hotel room. I'm staying tonight because we're having dinner.
Yeah, all of us.
And then we're going to, I'll head out tomorrow, so I'm going to go work.
Yeah, you're going to go work. Call her now after the show. She'll be available. And
after breakfast.
After breakfast. Yeah, that's going to be great. And then, of course, you'll be at the PCS show
there.
And
Del Mar.
In Del Mar,
and
as well
together.
As Costa Mesa. Yeah,
our booths are all together. And
thanks,
thank you.
All right.
To all of you for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you, Valerie. And thank you, Corey, for coming in this morning and talking to Hideaway. Appreciate that very much. It's always an honor to
talking
have you.
Talking a beautiful place on the planet.
For sure. Tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Let's Talk Hookup is going to be fun with Ricky and myself. We're going to have Tristan Poole and Cade Gunter from Shimano tomorrow talking about Shimano Tackle, some of the new products they have out, and a lot more. Those guys are great. They know the products, and they're going to be talking tackle tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. We'll see you then.